Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the world through the lens of astrology with a view to supporting you through its crazy ups and downs and helping you make more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, an associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. And this episode is the weekly horoscope episode, looking at the potentials ahead for each sign. This is the eclipse week, a total solar eclipse happening in Aries, followed by two conjunctions. One conjunction that's all about looking back and accessing a certain memory. And then the other conjunction about the cycles of repeating patterns that happen in your life. So it does get super interesting. I'll forecast using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart, which is called the solar charting method. It points to the base situations going on, but if you do know your birth time, it can get much more layered and much more personal with a specific chart analysis. And looking at your particular birth chart can bring out exact dates over the next few months and what those dates may show up as event-wise in your life. Not every reading is for everyone. There are predictive readings, which are great if you're the kind of person that wants to prepare for life, if you don't want to miss a trick or an opportunity. Then there is the assessment reading, which is about getting to know your strengths and weaknesses better. And that includes like a deep dive look at your purpose. Readings are currently closed because I get fully booked very, very quickly, but I will notify all of those who have signed up to find out when they reopen again. And if you want to be on that list too, ready to find out what astrology can do for you, empower your future and join the waiting list in the show notes below. It's the solar eclipse week, and as mentioned in the specific solar eclipse episode, the key theme of the eclipse is shock. And it really can be a positive shock. It's a shock that can also be connected to healing. The eclipse happens conjunct Chiron, which is an asteroid. And not all asteroids are included in astrological assessment, but pretty much all of them have symbolism. It's just there is so many of them. You would get lost including all of them. I've seen people on groups and forums post a chart and they've included every single asteroid, and it's a headache to look at the chart. Many of the asteroids have health links and more wellness-based connotations. But really, astrologers tend to use the main planets, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. But Chiron is regularly included in analysis because of its minor planet status. And also Chiron has been linked to a very, prolific time in life. Around the age of 50 to 52, you get this Chiron return experience where it's seen as the healing of all those kind of 50 years prior, where probably a lot has gone on in your life. And there is an upcoming episode about life cycles. There are these things that, you know, we celebrate turning into the teen years, turning 21, turning 30. Turning 40. 40, early 40s is like the midlife crisis as well. 50 something, 60 something, so on and so forth. But actually, in astrology, these are all planetary cycles. Some of the biggest known planetary cycles are the Saturn return, which is from around age 29 to 30, because Saturn takes just over 29 years to make a full orbit. So that means when you were born, 29 years later from that date, you're at your first Saturn return. And Saturn is the planet of lessons and responsibilities. And really coming into the age 30, which is one of those pivotal ages we celebrate as humans. Oh, you're turning 30. Astrologically, is this picking up of responsibilities. So it's celebrated in the astrology world too, just in a slightly different way. Regular life 30th birthday parties might be a little bit full of, you know, anti-aging cream and more kind of, you know, life gets serious from here. That feeling when you leave your 20s. But astrologically, it's really like, okay, hey, guess what? Your life is really getting going now. Another pivotal point that's maybe not a celebrated one, and I mentioned briefly, the midlife crisis. This is called the Uranus opposition in astrology, and it's where the 84-year cycle of Uranus gets to its halfway point. So usually the midlife crisis in astrology is around age 42. I know that in human years, people will start saying so-and-so is going through a midlife crisis at 40. It can last as long as 45. But the technical age for a midlife crisis is 42. And it's not even a crisis. If I could rename it, I would. And I would call it the midlife freedom point. Because 42 is really when you take 42 years worth of experience. You understand who you actually are within society, within groups, within the world. And you start to wear your individuality like a trophy, like you're proud of it. The quote-unquote midlife crisis is really another coming of age where you get to be a little bit more yourself. But there will be an episode all about those really cool life cycles, so make sure you're following the show so you don't miss out. Coming back to the eclipse happening next to Chiron. The deal with Chiron is that it's often referred to as this wounded healer. It's said to represent deep wounds, healing, and transformation in a birth chart. So its placement can indicate areas of pain and vulnerability that you have, as well as the potential for healing that pain and that vulnerability and growing through and embracing those particular wounds. If you are interested in finding out what pains your natal Chiron suggests for you, what is inbuilt for you to hurt over in your natal chart, but also heal from, then a Chiron reading would be ideal. Or if you want to learn as you go, subscribe for exclusive content, either here through Spotify or on the Patreon, the Horoscope Vault, for access to episodes that are going to help you delineate your own birth chart. So Chiron is associated with the journey of self-discovery and the integration of your light and shadow aspects to heal some pain. There are lots of pains all over the chart, but Chiron points out the most intense one. For example, if you have Chiron in Gemini, you have pains and vulnerability about speaking up. Chiron in Leo shows pains and healing needed around being center stage or commanding attention. Chiron in Virgo might show literal health and intestinal or digestive wounds. And the point is that the eclipse happening conjunct Chiron in Aries, in the degree of shock, is one of two things. It's a healing moment where recent pains are healed, or it's a vulnerable moment where an experience of pain is created. The degree of shock could be to do with the nervous system. The sign of Aries could be to do with anatomically the head. So you may have nervous system issues causing nerve issues in the face, in the head, headaches, migraines, all those good things. It could be a pain with regard to how you haven't chased your individuality, how you've maybe compromised and succumbed to somebody else. It might be healing in that you peel away from over-compromising situations and you heal into your individuality, into your main character energy type of direction. Not everyone is having a hard time right now, and some will find that this eclipse conjunct Chiron brings healing. Others will find that it brings a moment of difficulty with clearing things up. Check out the full eclipse episode. I'll link that below, including the one based on each sign. But simply, a shocking situation arrives to either heal you back to self and mend the wounds, mainly the wounds that have got pretty bad over the last year, or it comes to jolt you into some pain because of things that you've maybe been ignoring or because of giving your individuality up and being codependent or compromising. Midweek, Mars conjuncts Saturn in Pisces, and Mars conjunct Saturn happens just over every 2 years. This is a maintenance energy with the key word of memory. Breaking that down, it's about eliminating problems that are not yet massive. It's like eliminating these smaller scale problems before they turn into big ones. And an important helpful part of this is in remembering previous experiences, previous achievements of how you went through something bad, undesirable, not really very nice, very shadow. And it actually turned out fine in the end. It is also a lesson on how good things can turn bad in an instant. It's about reflecting back through your personal information base. The reflection is brought on by the Saturn in Pisces position, and the recollection of actions is the Mars in Pisces energy blending in. And while everything appears stable or to be heading towards stabilization, remain on guard because it can deteriorate very rapidly, as you've likely experienced in the past. And it's really only your vigilance that makes sure that things don't go south. And this isn't a call to overreact or recoil in fear, but to more so take some kind of strong, decisive action to eliminate any obvious, visible little problems that you are already aware of before they become very big ones. So midweek, you could find yourself constantly putting out little fires everywhere, and while doing so, needing to suppress any anger at the case, at the situation, having to deal with all this crap. It doesn't help to act based on irritation or to get angry about something that you need to tend to anyway. There's a little bit of this get on with it and suffer in silence kind of theme. But to reframe that more positively, it's just great for putting intense energy into intricate matters or into things that require serious attention to detail. So on the 11th of April is a lovely shift of Neptune. And I referenced this shift briefly in last week's horoscope show, the April 1st episode. I'll link that below if you didn't catch it. You can go take a recap. There's a shift this week and you won't find the info on that shift in many, if any, other horoscope shows. I cross a few systems with astrology, including Human Design and Gene Keys, which is what I believe makes the predictions much more pinpointed. But just to recall some of that information from that episode, it touches on the journey of Neptune as it moves through the sign of Pisces. Neptune in Pisces began on April 4th, 2011, and it will be there till 2026, though it does leave Pisces early next year, March 2025, due to a retrograde motion that happens later this year. It travels back into Pisces briefly. The importance of planet and sign combinations is an interesting one. It's like the planet has symbolism attached to it, and then the symbolic behavior gets influenced or colored by the sign that it's in. So if we take one key word of Neptune to be confusion, and then let's say a key word of Capricorn is structure, this would lead us to believe that Neptune moving through Capricorn would be confusion of structure and traditions that don't make sense. If the sign of Leo is fame, then Neptune moving through Leo would be confusion in the world of celebrity, and so on and so forth, combining the symbolism. So Neptune in Pisces, April 2011, Neptune rules Pisces. So it is at home there. And you would look at the potential keywords of Pisces as representing the medical world, hospitals. Pisces represents food in the sense of supplements, whereas its opposition, Virgo, is natural food like grains and crops. Pisces is the supplements that you take to boost a vitamin or a mineral. Pisces also rules peace, ascension, water, oil, spirituality, the church, I find that an interesting one, and prisons. So during this time, from 2011 onwards, confusion in the medical world, in hospitals, confusion with supplements, minerals and vitamins, confusion with peace, water, oil, confusion with the church and prisons were and are all possible. The confusion of cloudiness isn't always negative. Another key word for Neptune is idealism. Because yes, there is this idea of confusion that is disorienting, like, oh no, I don't understand this thing. But there are many, many ways to benefit from being confused. Because it's confusion that pushes you to learn new knowledge. It's confusion that shows you the value of focus. It's confusion that gives you a chance to recognize what discomfort is, so that you can make plans to move out from underneath it and be vigilant about it ever happening again. So there are plenty of values that come from confusion and going into learning new knowledge and valuing focus and coming out from underneath the discomfort that confusion can turn into something that is ideal. Neptune is also the planet of dissolution, and dissolution always precedes the emergence of a new order. Once something is dissolved, a new version of it has to be created in its place. And moving through Pisces, we see dissolving healthcare, dissolving supplement knowledge. Interestingly, probably dissolving supplements. I wouldn't be surprised if supplements that are the not chewable type, but literally the melts type, are way more, let's say, beneficial to the body than the edible kind of pill popping ones, which I imagine would be something to do with the sublingual uptake of vitamins and nutrients. But yeah, Pisces also dissolving spirituality, dissolving the church, dissolving prisons, oil, water, And there are certain keywords of each degree as Neptune moves through Pisces. And just to recap on those, abundance was the theme between 2011 and 2015, where you likely had an experience rich with prosperity somehow. 2015, abundance began to change. So from 2015 till 2017, it was all about seeking where you belong, the keyword community. From 2017 to 2019, the theme of doubt, and so on and so forth. But the interesting one was from the end of 2019 until current time, Neptune in Pisces in the degree of crisis. So on April 11th, Neptune exits the theme of crisis and things shift into a new theme of acceptance. And this theme of acceptance lasts until September, where things then briefly move back into crisis mode from the end of September 2024 until February 11th. So acceptance, I guess, just means to be not attached. The message is about not getting caught up in exerting your will against that which is naturally unfolding. Because in exerting will, you can sometimes create more disharmony and more disruption in the flow. But by remaining unattached, you can stay in your fundamental version of harmony, no matter what unfolds around you. And this is kind of the really elaborate, complex way of saying go with the flow. It's really just being innocent within the big cosmic experience. And it's innocence, which is just like being an uncarved block of very valuable material being shaped by experience that ultimately leads to success. Even though you are the center of your universe, the focus of your experience, and the ruler of your empire, it still doesn't mean that it's you taking the lead. And just to hit that home, if it was you taking the lead and controlling everything, would you be in the situation you're in now? Is that what you wished for yourself? Is that what you led yourself into? No. It's the conspiring of situations and your interaction with those external situations that have resulted in your current position. So life really works best if you maximize all of the things required for you to be you, keeping true to yourself, being healthy, and then follow what is offered externally. Keep your eyes peeled for the Neptune episode talking about how Neptune rules canned foods, it rules mysteries, tobacco, the deep sea, the ocean. Neptune rules drugs, it rules perfume, motion picture movies, and more. Also, on the 11th of April, the Sun in Aries conjuncts Mercury in the same degree, but Mercury is retrograde. The theme here is identification. So outside of having literal ID issues like renewing passports, licenses, or having stuff to do with your personal ID documents, spiritually, it points to recognizing or identifying your own patterns and trends. Specifically, how you would do certain things a different way if a pattern from your past came back round again, which it is about to, just slightly altered. So now operating from an educated, experienced mindset of abundance rather than scarcity, because you know things now that you didn't know back then. So you are abundant in information in comparison. You become open to receiving prosperity, expansion, growth, and opulence. And that's really because of a reflective perspective that's created the most amazing attitude shift. Towards the end of the week, it's a good time to make plans. But again, a note on keeping plans to yourself, with the retrograde Mercury hinting that plans made in private are the most successful at this time. And any tests that you've retaken or agreements that you've made that have been readjusted, or meetings that are maybe the revisitation of an old idea, seem to be beneficial, so enjoy that positivity too. Each horoscope's timestamp below for your convenience. This week for Aries, the eclipse of shock is in your sign, so it's a shock turnaround for your life, a 180 degree change, which can be the most amazing thing ever, especially if you've been feeling like it's time for a new experience or a new beginning, then this is literally it. It heals you from any emotional pain in connection with people that you've over-sacrificed yourself to, or anything that you have repetitively done to your body for a while that doesn't have the greatest results. Midweek, Mars conjunct Saturn's themes of memory and vigilance either brings you an achievement or a reward of some sort that pays off in your career area. Or in contrast, it's the final point of realizing that your current career path is not very satisfying, or just somehow difficult to maintain. Your professional world might need some serious reconsideration. The latter part of the week, the Sun conjuncts Mercury retrograde, and you are likely to be busy taking care of errands. And something important involving your relatives may come up that cannot be put off. To get more from your reading, check out the reading for your earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours. It's the sign earth was in when you were born, and for you is the sign of Libra. Listening to that horoscope will let you know more about the material earthly happenings. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which is said to be when your soul developed. Your soul sign is Capricorn, and listening to that horoscope gives you more behind the scenes insights. And then the most event aligned reading is for your rising sign, known as the ascendant in astrology. This is based on the time that you were born. But if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Taurus, the eclipse in Aries shock situation is something coming out of the closet for you to heal in a very once and for all way. So an old wound, a memory or issue needs excavating from your psyche, and you may confront a demon that's been almost figuratively holding you back for the past year. This could be realizing that a certain someone in your life does more harm than good. It could be realizing where you self-sabotage. It could even be a health problem to do with your face or your head. And dealing with it directly offers healing, whatever one it may be. Midweek, Mars conjunct Saturn's keywords of memory and vigilance might put you in this position of where you feel like you cannot communicate your beliefs or you can't speak openly with someone or a group of people. Looking back to a time where you couldn't speak openly before and realizing how much that hurt you reminds you that during times where others think that you're not making sense, or if they just don't seem to be able to hear you, it leads to you eventually lacking confidence and faith, which makes this a wobbly week for Taurus, where you have difficulty maintaining hope because you think you're going through maybe a similar situation again. The end of the week, the latter part, when the sun conjuncts Mercury, which is retrograde, is a good time to take care of practical things, financial issues, balancing accounts, organizing your list of to-dos. This comes from a place of knowing what you need, realizing where in the past you may have lacked that, and planning on paper so that it doesn't happen again. It could be writing down what you need money-wise to feel stable. It could be about what you require in a relationship in order to feel comfortable, confident, and happy. Some form of list of non-negotiable needs of yours that are vital for you to feel secure. Writing them down this week is not only therapeutic, but it allows you to physically start working on making sure that they are present in your life. To get more from your horoscope, check out your earth sign, which is the sign earth was in when you were born. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel and lets you know more about the material, earthly developments of the week. And your earth sign is Scorpio. And then there is the soul sign, which is a sign 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul developed. And for you, your soul sign is Aquarius. Listening to that gives you more behind the scenes information. And the most event aligned reading is for your rising sign, also known as the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, because you need your birth time for this one, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Gemini, the eclipse in Aries shock theme is about how massively your friendship landscape has changed. And the shock might be a big detachment you never thought would happen, or it could be a close friendship in your life that you've never expected would develop. There's this chance that somebody new in your experience is actually very, very helpful in supporting you pursuing your dreams and your goals. So be aware of who enriches your experience whenever you spend time with them, and also aware of who drains you. Coming up with an idea in joint connection with a friend might be the idea that will create the most positive change for you yet. So group style brainstorming is also very beneficial. Midweek, Mars conjunct Saturn with its keywords of memory and vigilance might be to do with a paperwork obligation. It might be something you've been procrastinating on that keeps coming back to the surface. It could be a situation that reminds you of upsetting times. But the key is to remember that you can power through anything. Stay strong and don't procrastinate in dealing with paperwork to do with home or living or job, immigration, visa, or any similarly important stuff. Do not procrastinate with that. Confront the needed paperwork this week and you will be very happy you did. The latter part of the week, the sun conjuncts Mercury retrograde, which is likely to be a busy time for you. You have a chance to get a very clear picture of where you're headed. And while you won't necessarily execute a decision to do with the next needed step that you have to take to fulfill your dreams, you likely will make that decision in your mind, at least, ready for when paths open for you to take the necessary action. To get more from your weekly reading, consider listening to the horoscope for your earth sign. It's the sign earth was in when you were born. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and your earth sign is Sagittarius. It'll give more insight into what's going on in your physical realm. And then the soul sign, which is the sign 3 months before you were born, it's said to be when your soul was developed. For you, this is Pisces, and it gives more about what's going on behind the scenes. And then the reading for your ascendant. The rising sign in astrology is said to be the most event-aligned reading. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Cancer, the eclipse in Aries shock brings change in your future goals. This change might actually be going back to something you've always had within you, a skill, a talent that is just natural. It's something that should probably be brought into a career space for you to pursue professionally. And you may have dabbled in the past with that skill or talent, or you may be working on it actively now, but without much confidence. So this is a message to say, grab that confidence and harness that skill because it's ready and it is yours. Midweek, the Mars conjunct Saturn keywords of memory and vigilance show up as needing to be patient with others in your life because they're going through difficult transitions that, as a knock-on effect, makes them difficult people for you to deal with, for you to handle. Communication may be lacking between yourself and either a romantic partner or somebody else who is equally important to you. Just leave things be with this week and don't take somebody else's bad time personally. The latter part of the week when the Sun conjuncts Mercury retrograde is a time of removing obstacles. And what that means is organizing some kind of structured schedule that is set to lead you to a desired result, making sure that that structure is free of problems and disruptions. Of course, natural life will throw curveballs your way, yes. But when you have the basic groundwork set, necessity step by step of how you're meant to reach your goal, these things that can be planned on paper, on a schedule, in your phone even, you'll be ready when later this month all the massive aspects like Jupiter and Uranus conjunction and Mercury going direct happen and allow you to seamlessly progress. So plan now to make sure that you get ahead of yourself by then. And if you want more insight into your week ahead, check out the reading for your earth sign. It complements your sun sign reading. The earth and the sun were opposite one another when you were born. Your earth sign is Capricorn, and listening to that horoscope gives you more insight into the material developments. And then there's the reading for your soul sign, which is the sign 3 months before you were born. It's your unconscious sun sign, which for you is Aries. And listening to that lets you know what's going on behind the scenes in your experience. And then the most event-aligned reading is for that of your rising sign, also known as the ascendant in astrology. This is based on the birth time. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Leo, the eclipse in Aries shock is some bravery and courage about taking a totally new twist and step forward in your life. And you may have been sitting on a wonder, thinking about something you wanted to do, curious about an adventure to embark on, or waiting for the right time, and that just so happens to be now. This is one of those jump into the fear moments. Leap and the universe will catch you. Because yes, new stuff is scary, but actually this message is that it'll be less scary than you think, and more exciting than you think too. The midweek Mars conjunct Saturn keywords of memory and vigilance are within your workspace, and you may have to deal with frustrating work circumstances or unreasonable situations that feel stressful, or you may need to make an important decision regarding work of what you're going to do next. When the Sun conjuncts Mercury in retrograde towards the end of the week, you'll find it easier to think up the answers needed to the questions in your mind. So maybe somebody drops some good advice your way, but however it happens, you come out of the stressful or annoying decision-making work circumstance with ease and satisfaction. It seems like a week of correction in your professional space. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is a sign opposite yours on the wheel. It's a sign earth was in when you were born. And it kind of offers more information about what's going on materially for you. Your earth sign is Aquarius. And then there is the soul sign, which is a sign 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when the soul developed. And your soul sign is Taurus. And this lets you know more about what's going on behind the scenes. And for the most event-aligned reading, you want to listen to your rising sign. This is called the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Virgo, the shocking influence of the eclipse will impact you massively. You are one of the most impacted signs by this shift, happening in the area of your chart specifically, all about transformation. Life is about to grow into something very powerfully different this next 6 months. This is about a balance needed in your management of responsibilities, where maybe you've been giving too much or someone's been taking too much. This is an awakening to yourself and where you've sacrificed too much. Or it's an awakening to where you are being tested in putting yourself first. There could also be hints at a windfall coming in somehow. The midweek Mars conjunct Saturn keywords of memory and vigilance requires an important decision, a very definite decision about finances that needs to be made. Much else going on isn't really favored until you handle this matter of a debt, a payment, or something similar. The Sun conjunct Mercury retrograde at the latter part of the week may be some news regarding your career, but this is kept quiet. There is a change in work status on its way, and maybe that's part of this next 6 month development. So if you have been planning a professional shift, it's a good time to make these mental personal decisions in regards to your career, making you ready to take action on those decisions to change or upgrade or improve your profession towards the latter part of the month. Make sure to check out the reading for your Earth sign. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born on it. It's a sign opposite yours on the wheel, and for you, this is Pisces. Listening to that horoscope gives you more insight into the material developments. And then there's a reading for your soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your soul path is confirmed. And for you, this is Gemini. Listening to that horoscope gives you more info about what's going on behind the scenes. And then check out the reading for your rising sign. This is also known as the ascendant in astrology. It's based on your birth time. And if you don't know what your ascendant sign is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Libra, the eclipse in Aries shock is in your one-on-one partnership space. So anything from a surprise separation to a surprise engagement to an apology that's been needed this whole time, all and more are possible. And this might be an apology you never thought was going to happen. Either way, a fresh start is a positive potential of whatever shock comes that is really centered between you and another person. And if it's to do with legal matters, legal paperwork, then these things shockingly turn into something more positive than they have been. The midweek Mars conjunct Saturn keywords of memory and vigilance point to repairs in the home, or maybe some matters to do with landlords that require the most patience you have ever shown. And maybe it's a shocking confrontation between you and a family member, or you and a landlord, you and a mortgage lender, or an insurance provider for the property. Or it may be to do with some structural changes going on in your neighborhood that impacts your home space. The latter part of the week, the Sun conjunct Mercury, which is retrograde, is a good time to inspect legal paperwork, contracts, or anything that's being brought up in question. And make sure you look at your rights, make sure that you are not having a number pulled on you and the wool pulled over your eyes, so to speak. Get all that paperwork out and re-inspect. Get a second opinion if you need to, but you'll know by looking at it yourself the difference between what is right and what is wrong, and you'll be able to move forward with that information at hand. And if you want to get more from your weekly horoscope, check out the reading for your Earth sign. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel. And for you, this is Aries. Listening to that horoscope will give you more insight into the physical developments this week. And then there is the soul sign. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, when it said that your soul path is confirmed. For you, this sign is Cancer, and listening to that will give you more insight into what's going on behind the scenes. And then there's the reading for your rising sign, which is known in astrology as the ascendant. It's based on the birth time, and if you don't know what your ascending sign is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Scorpio, the eclipse in Aries shock is a change or a fresh experience in your health and your wellness and your cleanliness, your time management, or even your regular daily job. It often indicates change somewhere in that space, so in your routines. And it's important to be aware of your physical body and the needs of your body in order to avoid illness. That's a big potential right now. Hone in on what is right and good for you to survive correctly. Focus on what you need and eliminate what you don't need. If you're including too many extraneous things that are unnecessary or naughty things that can be considered damaging for your body, you may feel the effects of that soon. The midweek Mars conjunct Saturn point of memory plus vigilance highlights a tense relationship with relatives, and that is not showing signs of changing anytime soon. So it's best to just grin and bear it, to not stir the pot anymore, so to speak. There may be other things for you to focus your intention on that require redoing and some of your mental energy. It's something that you've written or planned that needs a second glance or a go over, a project or some kind of contract, or an agreement such as insurance that gets redone. The latter part of the week, the Sun conjunct Mercury retrograde makes it seem like it's something that you've been putting off. So this thing that to go back over to redo, to reconsider, might be something that you knew you needed to do and now this matter has become urgent. Or there's something going on, something that you've been notified of, that you are ignoring or have been ignoring, but it's actually more important than you realise. So don't ignore it anymore. To get more from your reading, check out the reading for your Earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours on the wheel. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born. And your Earth sign is Taurus. Listening to that horoscope lets you know the earthly material developments this week. And then there is the soul sign, which is a sign 3 months before you were born, which is said to be when your soul life and path is confirmed. Listening to this horoscope gives you more insight on what's going on behind the scenes, and your soul sign is Leo. And then there's the reading for your rising sign. It's the most event-aligned reading, and it's known as the ascendant in astrology. The rising sign is based on your birth time. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, check out the calculator below to find out. This week for Sagittarius, with the eclipse in Aries bringing you shock in your individuality, there is a light shining on how you have compromised your uniqueness and your personal desires in order to feel like you fit in somewhere. There's a possibility that you become aware of how your mother, or if not your mum, but some female energy, no matter what your gender is. So the mother or female energy has blocked your independence. It's blocked your ability to be yourself. And you are partly responsible in compromising your originality and your light just in order to fit in with said person. Here's a question to help narrow it down. Is there somebody in your life who has made you feel guilty for something that you should not feel guilty for? Is there someone who has been asserting themselves on you or trying to lead you? And the clincher here is they are leading you in a way that benefits them more than you. That's the part you need to look at and hone in on. Being influenced can actually be wonderful. It can be great if it's you being influenced in a way that feels good for you, which is essentially actually called being inspired. So check in with the company that you keep, friends, family, romantic, and even work colleagues, and put each person who has a part in your life into one of two groups. Group A, inspirational people that inspire you to be better for yourself and they consider your needs. And then there's group B, influential people that use their power to get you to do things for them. It is so imperative that you figure out and write down a list of where each person fits in your life and that you figure out the difference between the two. The midweek Mars conjunct Saturn aspect with its keywords memory and vigilance might be something to do with a financial issue that you must take action on, or it could be you being called to make repairs somewhere. And towards the end of the week, the Sun conjunct Mercury retrograde, it's important that you look properly, correctly at communications and negotiations. These two things are highlighted. It's likely towards the end of the week you'll be reaching an agreement with someone, whether in business or romance or otherwise, that sets to give you lots of freedom after April 25th moving forward that feels so correct for you. If you want to go more deep into your horoscope, check out the reading for your Earth sign. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born on it. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel and gives a little bit more insight into what's going on physically in your life. Your Earth sign is Gemini. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul path gets confirmed. It gives you more insight into what's going on behind the scenes, and your soul sign is Virgo. And then there is the ascending sign. This is the rising sign in astrology based on your birth time. Listening to that horoscope is the most event aligned, and if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Capricorn, the eclipse in Aries shock is for you at home. It's for you in the building that you live in, your parental relationship, your family relationships. I'll link the bonus content sign specific episode below in case you want to check that out. But generally, some kind of hurting or healing in the home, the house, the family area could be you receiving apologies that were not expected. Maybe somebody comes back with their tail between their legs to say sorry. Or maybe it's you that is apologizing. It could also be that there's a bit of space needed between family members in order for some kind of dust to settle. Or if it's not the correction of a problem, it might be the beginning of one, after somebody stands up for themselves in your family unit. And if it's not a disturbance there or a healing there, then it may be a decision needed to be made within the family or about the home. Midweek with the Mars-Saturn conjunction and the theme of memory and vigilance, somebody may push you to make a decision. Maybe you're being slow on deciding something because you actually want to be sure about the decision you make, and somebody is pushing and pushing or calling you slow or blaming you for a situation that's developing because you're not taking action, and that's not true. The point of memory here is about recalling when you've made rushed decisions in the past and it's not gone very well. You'll be ready when you're ready, and that's it. And when you are ready, the decision will be correct. The Sun conjuncts Mercury retrograde towards the end of the week, indicating the results of a wellness test coming through. If you haven't already had blood work or something similar, it might indicate the need for that to happen. And if it's not for you, it might be for a loved one. And if it's not health related at all, then it is likely to be something at work that gets revised. And work is very time consuming, very busy right now. It's time for somebody to show up on something they said they would do. It's a kept promise materializing or some kind of idea that gets worked on just that little bit more. Some generally important news shows up at work and could signify a well-needed change that pushes success into a new higher gear. If you want to get more out of your horoscope reading, check out the reading for your Earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born. And it gives you more insight into the material developments. Your Earth sign is Cancer. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul path is confirmed. For you, your soul sign is a Libra, and this tells you more about what's going on behind the scenes. And then the most event-aligned reading you can listen to is for your rising sign, known as the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Aquarius, the eclipse in Aries shock could revolve around gossip that might be about you or is somehow involving you. Or maybe you started the gossip or you perpetuated it. If it's not a shock with gossip, it might be some shocking paperwork landing on your doorstep this week. The paperwork is to do with your independence or your creativity or somehow both. And it starts a 6-month development of those two things becoming more prominent in your life. So look out for meaningful contracts this week. Midweek's Mars conjunct Saturn with the theme of memory and vigilance is about keeping a secret. And your silence on a very, very personal issue is maybe something you've been trying to keep to yourself and have successfully kept to yourself, which should be continued. Think back to a recent experience of something that you shared with someone. It might even be this thing that you shared with someone. And that information was used against you as a weapon, or maybe you divulged some private information and you were let down. It seems like something pretty important is going on that should be privy to just you, and those that you know will not use and abuse any information that you give them. Worst case scenario, you may be dealing with something yourself because you can't trust anyone, you cannot share it with anyone, and that is that suffer in silence moment. The interesting thing is that thanks to the Sun-Mercury conjunction where Mercury is retrograde, there might be a pressure to share information or to speak up. It's not the best time for that, thanks to the Mercury retrograde. So this pressure really feels like it's building and building this week. And that could be the tension to share good news as much as it could be the tension to share a problem so that a problem feels less stressful, like the saying, a problem shared is a problem halved. But the image is that you are brimming with the need to say something to the point of bursting. And it's just not the time for that. Using the keyword of patterns, this is a reminder to look at times in the past where sharing too much has kicked you in the butt and worked against your best interest. If you want to get more information from your horoscope, more depth from your horoscope reading, then check out the reading for your earth sign. Signs work in pairs, and your earth sign is the sign opposite yours on the wheel. It's the sign earth was in when you were born. These horoscopes let you know what's going on materially, and it works in connection with your sun sign horoscope. Your earth sign is Leo. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul path is confirmed. And listening to that horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And then there is the reading for your rising sign, known as the ascendant in astrology. This is based on your birth time, so you need to know your birth time to get this one accurate. This is the most event-aligned reading that you can get. And if you don't know what your ascending sign is, use the calculator below to find out. The shock of the eclipse in Aries for Pisces this week is to do with finances. I'll link the bonus content sign-specific episode below in case you want to check that out, but generally, some healing or some hurting shows up in money areas. On the healing side, this could be money spent on healthcare, money spent on self-care, money spent on food. Or on the hurting side of things, it could be money that you're avoiding spending on fixing something. Maybe you're not getting a health test because it's expensive. Maybe you're not spending the cash on fixing something that you need to fix, that's going to later down the line bite you and hurt your health and hurt your independence somehow. It might even be stress over money lost from time off of work. Lining up your values with where you put your money. I remember hearing this saying once that said you vote with your dollar or your pound or whatever your type of currency is. Where you spend your money shows where you see value. Like how some people do not at all skimp on buying the best fresh, organic, farmers market food, and to them the value is clearly in what they put into their body. Others will pay over the odds to live in a desirable location at the cost of other things because they value environment more than maybe they value food or some other stuff. Some pay for a closet full of beautifully adorned clothes. Where you see value is where you spend the most money, and the reality of this surfaces now. So if those values have been misaligned, then your finances might be challenging. But if you have been true to yourself and spending correctly based on values that are real and authentic for you, then some financial healing follows. The midweek Mars conjunct Saturn aspect might be a little bit of reflection on anger, problems and disagreements or lack of care that have led to feeling detached from someone who is maybe important to you. Whoever it was that dished out the anger and a disagreement, that I don't know. It's between you and them. Maybe it was you, maybe it was them. Maybe it was a third party who stirred something up. But now there is a little bit of loneliness where you used to feel connected with someone and you don't feel so connected anymore. The memory is for the purpose of making sure vigilantly that this doesn't occur again. The Sun-Mercury conjunction towards the latter point of the week points to family life. It makes me wonder if the detachment is in a family space, and if it is or isn't, either way, you may spend more time thinking about family life. And if not family, there might be some revisions or paperwork or matters to do with your home and living location. In a positive way, this is great if you use it to get your home life more organized. Or if you've desired a move, that could be something you consider more seriously now. In a challenging way, it may be paperwork or receiving information regarding things that you have neglected. To get more depth from your horoscope, consider listening to your earth sign. The signs work in pairs, and the earth sign is the sign earth was in when you were born. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel. So your earth sign is Virgo. And listening to that gives you more insight into the worldly developments. And then there's your soul sign. Listening to that reading lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. It's the development of your soul path. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which is said to be when your soul path actually was confirmed. And your soul sign is Sagittarius. And the most event-aligned reading is going to be for your rising sign, aka the ascendant in astrology. This is based on your birth time, so you'll need your birth time to find that out. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator below. That's it for this week's episode. Make sure you are signing up to follow the show. Next week's episode looks into the season change as we go sun into Taurus. A fresh season might be just about welcome right now. There is Mars in Pisces, sextile Jupiter in Taurus, which is a boost of luck because you did the right thing. Mars in Pisces also sextiles Uranus, so it's a surprise boost in luck. And the biggest thing that I've been waiting for, Jupiter in Taurus conjunct Uranus in Taurus. This hasn't happened for so many years. There'll be a whole individual episode on that. And make sure to sign up also for the bonus subscription only content. This is going to be stuff that gives you updated midweek energy readings and weekend warm-up episodes with sign-specific information that helps you master everything that you're going through so you can control where you're heading. Thanks for listening. Till next episode. Bye.